Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jan Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jan Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhadi Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhadi Jasoda Nandana Braja Jan Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jan Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hadi Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Hari Vidagacharya Astatara Satasi Srimadis Divine Grace Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Canto 8, Chapter 5, Text 27 Vipaschitam pranamano diatmanam Artendriya bhasam anindram avranam Chayatapau yatra nagridra pakshau Tam aksharam kam triyugam triyugam vrajamahe Vipaschitam pranamano diatmanam Artendriya bhasam anidram avranam Chayat patau yatra nagridra pakshau
tam aksharam kam triyugam prajamahe. Vichastitam pranamano diatmanam. Atendriya bhasam adidram avranam. Jayatpatao yatra nagridra pakshau. Tam aksharam kam triyugam vrajamahe. Vipashyatam pranamano diatmanam. Atendriya bhasam anidram avranam. Tam aksharam kam triyugam vrajamahe. Vipashyatam pranamano diatmanam. Atendriya bhasam adidram avranam. Chayatpatao yatra nagridra pakshau. Tad aksharam kam triyugam vrajamahe. Vipashyatam pranamano diatmanam. Atendriya bhasam adidram avranam. Jayatpatao. Tam aksharam kam triyugam vrajamahe.
You can't see. Just you can sit closer than you can see. Why are you sitting way back there? Go ahead, chant, please.
Vichpaschitam pranamano diatmanam.
Nidram.
Atendriya bhasam anidram avranam.
Tapau. Gridra.
Yatra na gridra pakshau.
Tad aksharam kam triyugam vrajamahe. Vipashyatam. Unto the omniscient.
Prana, how the life force is working.
Manaha, how the mind is working.
Diya, how the intelligence is working.
Atmanam,
of all living entities.
Artha,
the objects of the senses.
Indriya,
the senses.
Abhasam,
knowledge.
Anidram,
always awake and free from ignorance.
Avranam,
without a material body, subject to pains and pleasures.
Chaya atapau,
the shelter for all who are suffering from ignorance.
Yatra,
wherein.
Na,
not.
Gridra pakshau,
partiality toward any living entity.
Tam,
unto him.
Aksharam,
infallible.
Kam,
all pervading like the sky.
Triyugam,
appearing with six opulences in three yugas. Vrajamahe, I take shelter. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly and indirectly knows how everything, including the living force, mind, and intelligence is working. Should be, are working. Everything is working. Under his control, he is the illuminator of everything and has no ignorance. He does not have a material body subject to the reactions of previous activities, and he is free from the ignorance of partiality and materialistic education. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who is eternal, all-pervading, and as great as the sky, and who appears with six opulences in three yugas, such as Treta and Dwapara. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described in this way: Janmadyasya yaton vayat itaratash charteshu abhigya. The Lord is the origin of all emanations, and he directly and indirectly knows everything about all the activities within his creation. Therefore, the Lord is addressed here as the Paschitam, one who is full of all knowledge and who knows everything. The Lord is the Supreme Soul, and he knows everything about the living entities and their senses. Paragraph. The word anidram, meaning always awake and free from ignorance, is very important in this verse, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Ataksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. It is the Lord who gives intelligence to everyone and who causes everyone to forget. There are millions and millions of living entities, and the Lord gives them directions. Therefore, he has no time to sleep. And he is never in ignorance of our activities. The Lord is the witness of everything. He sees what we are doing at every moment. The Lord is not covered by a body resulting from karma. Our bodies are formed as a result of our past deeds, karmana, daiva, netrena. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not have a material body, and therefore he has no avidya, ignorance. He does not sleep, but is always alert and awake. Final paragraph. The Supreme Lord is described as Triyuga because, although he appeared variously in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dvapara Yuga, when he appeared in Kali Yuga, he never declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam. The Lord appeared in Kali Yuga as a devotee. Thus, although he is Krishna, he chants the Hare Krishna mantra like a devotee. Still, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 recommends Yajyai Sankirtana Prayayar Yajantihi Sumeda Saha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose complexion is not black like that of Krishna, but is golden, Trisha Krishnam, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is accompanied by associates like Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Shivas. Those who are sufficiently intelligent worship this Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing Sankirtan Yajna. In this incarnation, the Supreme Lord declares himself not to be the Supreme Lord, and therefore he is known as Triyuga. So this is demigods making an appeal to the Supreme Lord. Help! We have a problem. So we also hear sometimes that devotees aren't supposed to ask for help. We don't go to Krishna and ask,
Give me this, give me that, Om Jai Jagadisha Hare. We sometimes hear that. We just ask Krishna for service. And that's true, we just ask Krishna for service. At the same time, if one is not in that state of pure devotion where one understands Krishna will take care of everything I require, I don't have to ask him to take care of my requirements, then one can simply ask for devotional service. At the same time, if one is not in that position, one may very well approach the Supreme Lord for help. A couple of things. Gajendra. Anyone unfamiliar with the pastime of Gajendra Moksha? Gajendra. You know the Gajendra Moksha story? Yes? Very good. Okay. He was asking for help. Help! On his leg was a crocodile and chomping away for 100 years, fighting. Gajendra was getting weaker, the crocodile was somehow 100 years strong. Pretty powerful crocodile. So he started offering prayers. His mind went to the Supreme Lord for help. So he offered the prayers that he had become absorbed in his previous life as a king. And in the course of those prayers, asking for help, light went on where he understood the Lord is going to help me because he's very kind. And so spontaneous prayer started where he said, I know that you're going to help me. So what I really want, my request rather than help, is when I'm finished with this circumstance, please engage me eternally in your devotional service. So the lesson is, even if one starts on the platform of asking for something, sarva kama, all desire, the Bhagavatam advises start there, and you, if you're with this tivra bhakti position, very strongly engaged in taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, even if it's you want something from him, then you can come to the position of attaining his shelter only, because he's very kind. One of the names of Krishna is Hari. And Hari literally means one who takes away. So materialists are afraid to take shelter of Hari because he may take away their stuff, their accumulated stuff, which is perceived by a materialist as the source of happiness, although in fact it's a source of misery. Yehi samsparsha ja bhoga dukha yonaya evate. Source of misery. Krishna takes away the source of misery. But then there's another meaning of Hari, and in place of what he takes away, he gives. Himself, he gives, it's said, he has thousands and thousands of hands and he can take away everything faster than you can, your head will spin. But he can also give and give and give with those same thousands and thousands of hands. Give auspiciousness, that's Hari. Take away inauspiciousness and give auspiciousness. So the demigods, they're devotees. So when there's difficulty, they take shelter of Lord Vishnu. They're taking shelter of Lord Vishnu. Being very clear why. Because this, the last sentence, excuse me, the last word in the verse, Vrajamahe Vraja, Mahe, I take shelter. And everything else is why they're taking shelter. I mean, they have a purpose. They want help. But they're going to the right person. And they're very clear why. There's a very nice section. The Vrajabasis, when there's danger, they also call Krishna's name. Because he's their only shelter. He's everything for them. There's some nice language in the Aristhasura pastime. He comes charging into Vraja. Huge form. As he was charging forward, the whole earth was trembling. His tail was in the air and moving the clouds in the air. He was really huge, big hump on his back, looked like a mountain, snorting, and his eyes copper red, and charging here and there and tearing up the earth and terrifying the cows. He was like, you know, terrorist. Terrorizing the cows and the residents in Vrindavan. And so they called out for Krishna because he's their only shelter. It's a little different. You know, the demigods are in this mixed position. Residents of Vrindavan are unmixed. They only know one thing, Krishna. So he speaks words saying, have no fear. Like he does in Bhagavad Gita, Mahasuchaha, have no fear. He's the protector of his devotee. Those who take shelter of him, he gives his protection to them. The quality of love is different for the demigods and the residents of Vaikuntha, and the residents of Vaikuntha and the residents of Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, there's no demons. Still, there's a commander-in-chief in Vaikuntha. Vishvaksena is his name. It didn't have anything to defend against because there's no demons in Vaikuntha. But he's there. And in Vrindavan, there's demons. At least apparently there's demons. It's a long, wonderful description given by Jiva Goswami. How can there be demons in the spiritual world? Answer, you can't. But there's the appearance of demons. So when Krishna performs his pastimes on earth, Kamsa sends demons. In Goloka Vrindavan, there's no demons to be sent by Kamsa. There's no Kamsa. But there's this bhava, mood of ecstasy, where by Krishna's internal potency, they have a sense that there's demons. And so they call out for Krishna. Anyway, the intimacy of love of Vrindavan and the super excellence, here this word triyuga is used, both in the word for word and in the translation. Prabhupada has explained that in the three yugas, Satyatreta and Dwarpa, he appears with six opulences, all strength. So one takes shelter of one who has all strength when you need protection. They understand Lord Vishnu is that person, so they're appealing to him. We need your protection. Tam aksharam kam triyugam vrajamahe. Aksharam means infallible. There's kshara, that's us, we're fallible, and akshara, just like jita and ajita, one who has fallen and one who has never fallen, one who is kshara and akshara, one who is fallible and infallible. So the strength of Vishnu is infallible, as powerful as whoever there is. Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, it doesn't matter. Whatever the list of people who think they're very powerful, they're nothing. Absolutely nothing in comparison to Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Prahlad, in his prayers, it's very reasonable. He said, I saw in my father, he was so powerful. He thought he was invincible. But in just a flash, he's finished. And he had so much wealth, and in a flash, it's all gone. So please, don't invite me. My demoniac tendency may get the best of me. Don't invite me for power or riches. No. He's not a mixed devotee, Prahlad. He's a Vaikuntha Vasi. Pure, pure in his devotion to the Supreme Lord. He only wants his devotional service. Residents of Vaikuntha are like that too. They only want devotional service. The demigods are not Vaikuntha Vasis. They're residents of the heavenly realm, Svarga Vasis. They have mixed. But even the mixed, one can become unmixed by taking strong shelter. So they see the Supreme Lord, they're calling him Triyuga. And the final paragraph of the purport discusses this. We'll go over this and we'll touch on something that's from Chaitanya Charitamrita on the same topic. So Triyuga literally means three ages. And it's one of the names of the Supreme Lord, this Triyuga. So what about Kali Yuga? Is there no incarnation of the Supreme Lord in Kali Yuga because he only appears in three yugas? Here is what is said in the purport here, then we'll go to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada refers to that very famous verse from Canto 11, Chapter 5. Is Karabhajana Muni speaking to King Nimi about forms of the Lord that appear in this age? There's three very important references. This is one of them. Karabhajana Muni and King Nimi. He wants to know who are the incarnations in the different age. So when it comes to Kali Yuga, it mentions specifically there is an incarnation who is not blackish. Krishna Varnam, he's in the Varna or the category, Varna, category of Krishna. But he's not blackish like Krishna. Krishna Varnam, Twisha Krishnam. His complexion is not blackish. And when he appears, he comes with his associates and his weapons. But his weapons are not the weapons of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu has disc and a club with which he protects. Of course, Lord Chaitanya was ready to use his disc to finish Jagai Madhai, but Nityananda stopped him. But his weapons, his astras, are the holy name and mridanga and kartals and the paraphernalia for chanting of the holy name. The paraphernalia of the congregational chanting of the holy name. And his associates who assist him in this, as mentioned, Nityananda, Dvaita, and so forth. He appears with them, and he doesn't kill the demons, he annihilates the demoniac mentality through this performance of Sankirtan. So, those who are sufficiently intelligent worship the Supreme Personality of God by performing Sankirtan Yajna in this incarnation, the Supreme Lord declares himself not to be the Supreme Lord, and therefore he is known as Triyuga. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be called the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. And he had a routine response. He put his hands on his ears, ran full speed towards the Ganga and plunged in the Ganga to purify himself from having heard the offense, because it's an offense to consider a jiva to be Vishnu. So he was taking the role of a jiva rather than the role of Supreme Lord Vishnu. Vishnu, Vishnu, and plunged himself in the Ganges. For purification. He rejected the idea that he was Vishnu, but he was Vishnu, meaning he was in the mood of a devotee of Vishnu, not in the mood of the all-powerful Lord Vishnu. There's another very nice reference, another very important, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And the pastime of Lord Chaitanya was specifically when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. He entered the Jagannath temple alone. He went, it was a pastime. He went ahead of Lord Nityananda and the others. He entered into the Jagannath temple. He saw Krishna playing his flute and he ran to embrace Krishna and fell on the temple room floor in ecstatic trance. And you all know the Leela. The guards were going to toss the fellow out. Just at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened, by divine arrangement, to enter the temple at the same time, stopped the guards, told the guards to make arrangements for him to be carried to his home. He examined him while he was still in trance to see if he was faking. Because he was a scholar, he knew how to tell if somebody's faking. And the method that he used was, when one is in trance, life airs are suspended. You know from Bhagavad Gita, about those who are in trance, they, the ingoing and the outgoing air, prana, is suspended. So if one is cheating, you pretend that you're in trance, but your breathing is normal. So he put just a little strand of fiber, cotton fiber, before his nostril to see if he was breathing. And he wasn't breathing. He was in trance. There was no ingoing and outgoing air. So he understood this is the real deal. This person is in ecstatic trance just from seeing Lord Jagannath. He's not an ordinary person. A number of things happened. The associates of Mahaprabhu arrived there at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home. They revived his external consciousness through kirtan. Lord Chaitanya awoke. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya advised Lord Chaitanya, don't go to the temple alone. Come, whenever you want to go, go with me, because I'll make sure that you're protected in case this happens again. So then Lord Chaitanya went again to see Lord Jagannath. While he was gone, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was with his brother-in-law, whose name was Gopinath. And Gopinath, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was asking, do you know the family that he's from? Because Gopinath Acharya had previously lived in Navadvip. So he knew everybody in Navadvip. What family is he from? So he told him what family he's from. Nilambar Chakravarti. Oh, good friend. Great person. Great family that he's born in. And some other consideration, describing him as if he's just an ordinary fellow. And Gopinath Acharya said, don't speak like this. He's not an ordinary fellow. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't permit people to say that, but Gopinath was saying that. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being a super scholar, he objected. How can you say this, Supreme Personality of Godhead? He quoted from Scripture, saying, according to Scripture, there's a name. One of the Lord's name is Triyuga. I'll read. Another name for Lord Vishnu is Triyuga, because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict to reveal Scripture. Same as what the demigods are saying. Prabhupada's purport, make it quick. He quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9. This is Prahlad speaking to Lord Srinadev, where the word Triyuga also appears. I'll say it again. Prahlad is addressing Lord Srinadev, describing him as Lord Vishnu, and in the verse, in the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, it's important. This is Bhagavatam. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation. We're accustomed to hearing Mahaprabhu described as Channa avatar. Yes? Maybe some of you that are familiar. Channa means covered. He's an avatar, but he's a covered avatar. And it comes from this, the Bhagavatam, Prahlad speaking to Lord Srinadev. Channa, kalau, in this age of Kali, you're covered. Yad abhavas tri yogata sa tvam. So, translation. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Triyuga. In parentheses, one who only appears in three yugas. Next paragraph. Srila Sridhar Swami, Prabhupada is quoting this exalted commentator, the one that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his commentary as superlative. Sridhar Swami has also verified that Lord Vishnu appears in the age of Kali, but does not act as he does in other ages. What's that mean? Lord Vishnu incarnates for two purposes, pritranaya sadhanam vina chayata duskritam. That is, he comes to engage in pastimes with his devotees and to annihilate the demons. These purposes are visible in Satya Treta and Dvapara Yugas, but not in Kali Yuga. The Lord appears disguised. He does not directly kill demons and give protection to the faithful. Because the Lord is not directly perceived in Kali Yuga, but is directly known in the other three yugas, his name is Triyuga. Now, for those of us that live in America, this is not a big deal, because people don't know all these things. But you may sometime along the line meet somebody that knows a little something and they'll object. You shouldn't say Lord Chaitanya is the Personality of Godhead. Why not? Because, here's the why not, because same as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, one of the names of Lord Vishnu is Triyuga. And you're saying in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord? Please, this is not what the scripture says. Don't speak like that. So now you know the answer. So let's do the answer one more time. The answer is two things. In Satya Treta and Dwapara Yuga, he performs externally these two things. Protects the devotees and annihilates the miscreants. pritranaya sadhunam vina chaya chaduskritam. In the age of Kali, he doesn't do that. Rather, according to the Bhagavatam, in the age of Kali, he comes with his astras, weapons, but those weapons are the paraphernalia for Sankirtan, and he engages in Sankirtan, and by that, along with his associates and saintly people that accompany him when he appears, he annihilates the demoniac mentality. It's a quiet revolution. Exactly as Prabhupada speaks of in that really nice verse, Canto 1, Chapter 7, spoken by Narada to Vyasadeva about what the Bhagavatam is. Along with the chanting of Krishna's name, there's the literary incarnation of Krishna as Srimad Bhagavatam. Janata Agha Viplava. Janata means people, like those of you from India, the Janata Party, the People's Party. Janata Agha. Agha means sins and the reactions to sins. And Viplava means an explosion, a quiet revolution. This Bhagavatam, Janata Agha Viplava, it has the power to extract from the hearts of those who hear it the sins and the reactions to their previous sins, like the chanting of the holy name has that power. People may not even know it. A little I experienced the first year, the first summer that I was a devotee in the Hare Krishna movement, I experienced it. Not only I heard it from the scripture, I experienced it because we would go every day, this is in Boston, we went every day to the Boston Common for Harinam. Boston Common was a really good place, especially during the lunch hour, because it's where the red line and the green line both have a stop, so people would come and go a lot. There's Washington Street shopping area. People would come from the shopping area during their lunchtime and kind of hang out. And it's right at the corner of a park, so people would go to the park and they'd have to pass by the Harinam. So it was a really good spot, and we went there every day at lunch hour, summer of 1970. And it's a long story made short. There was a crazy fellow that he was there immediately at 12 o'clock and stayed there till his lunch hour was over and behaved like a madman because he was a madman. But from hearing the holy name every day, he went from an inimical madman to just an ordinary madman, like favorable to Krishna, without the detail. Well, I'll give one of the things he used to do in his madness is he would wait till the devotees approached somebody to take a mantra card and encourage them to chant, and then give them a Back to Godhead magazine. And as soon as if the devotee wasn't aware, like on guard, he would come running up, snatch the Back to Godhead magazine from the person's hand, rip it into pieces, throw it on the ground, and jump up and down on the torn magazine, saying, "This is terrible, don't take this magazine." He was a madman. And by the end of the summer, he would do just the opposite. Someone would take the magazine, he'd come up in a mad way saying, "This is the most wonderful literature, please take this literature, it'll save your life." He was still a madman. Maybe he needed Prozac or something. But his heart changed just from hearing of the holy name. Janata Agha Viplava. Similarly, those who regularly hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, they go together, the holy name and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Perfect match. Perfect match. Like two tracks on a train. one alone isn't adequate. You have to have both. So the Bhagavatam speaks of, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of Lord Vishnu as Triyuga. Here in the eighth, that's the seventh canto, chapter 9. This is the eighth canto, chapter 5. The demigods are saying to Lord Vishnu, you are known as Triyuga. And as devotees, we should understand why. Gopinathacharya goes on to say to his brother-in-law, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you're so proud. Your scholarship has made your heart as hard as a dry oil cake. I don't know what a dry oil cake is like, but apparently it's very hard. A dry oil cake. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in your home and you can't recognize him through all of your hard-hearted scholarship. He said that, yes, the scriptures speak of this term Triyuga, but please understand, incarnation is in six different categories. One of them is Yuga Avatar. So there must be a Yuga Avatar for all four ages. I'll say it again. There must be a Yuga Avatar in all four ages. There is a Yuga Avatar in Kali Yuga. You're saying no, because there's this term Triyuga, but you haven't properly understood it. Why? Because your heart is too hard. Proud of your education. You can't recognize anything. You can't properly discern even the message of Scripture. What to speak of meet the Supreme Lord face to face and think he's ordinary. I pray for that day when somehow, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, you will also become a devotee. Then you'll understand. Until then, you won't understand. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, don't get all excited. We're just having a conversation. I'm your brother-in-law. Cool it. So there's these other qualifications mentioned, just speaking very briefly. Prabhupada mentions in the purport, the first paragraph is dedicated to the first word, vipaschitam. He's all-knowing. And then it lists the things that he knows, and that's not a comprehensive list because he knows everything. But he knows about the life there, he knows about the activities, he knows about all living entities, he knows about minds, he knows about the senses, he knows about the objects of the senses. He knows everything. He's all-knowing. In fact, living entities that know anything, that knowledge of that they may know, it comes from the same person, from Lord Vishnu. And if they forget, it comes from the same person, Lord Vishnu, because everything comes from him. And Prabhupada makes reference to the very first verse of the entire Bhagavatam that says the same thing, that directly and indirectly, he knows everything. I mean, that's even to think of what that means is kind of mind-blowing. That he knows everything. We can't even think about such a thing. It's unthinkable to know everything. It'd be like circuit overload. But that's Lord Vishnu's position. So indirectly, they're saying, help. You know everything. We're in help. Help. But they're not saying help. They're just saying, you know everything. And therefore we take shelter of you. Help. That's the subtext. One last little just interesting sharing. When some of you like Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. So there's at a certain point, the younger brother of Ravana, Vibhishan, he takes shelter of Lord Ram. And when he comes to take shelter of Lord Ram, he comes with four ministers. Because when he left, the four ministers accompanied him. And he had mystic power. So he traveled like Hanuman did. He just traveled to the place where, all the way from Lanka to the place where Ramchandra was. And when he, very diplomatically and discreetly, he didn't just come before Ram, he requested Ram's associates to carry the message to Ram, requesting Ram to give him shelter, to accept his surrender and service. A whole big discussion took place. Don't trust him, da-da-da-da-da. Ram said, I've already accepted him, because anyone who takes shelter of me sincerely, even once, from that day forward, please declare it clearly. From that day forward, I will always give him protection and he can become freed from fear. That's Lord Ramachandra. That's his kindness. So the acharyas describe, just finish with this, the four ministers have some indication of qualifications that one who's taking surrender must hold or carry, and the qualification of the place of surrender is the other two, making 2 + 2 = 4. So the two qualifications for surrender are, they're similar but they're different. One is, I take full shelter, exclusive shelter. And the second is, I don't have any other shelters, kind of, you know, saying positively and negatively, or inclusive and exclusive. Vibhishan had no other shelter. He left his wife. He left his home. He left his possessions. He left everything. He left everything just to take shelter of Lord Ramachandra. And he had no other shelter. He didn't have any other thing that he was wanting other than Lord Ramachandra's shelter. And then from Ramchandra's side, or the place of shelter, two things. Trying to recall the Sanskrit language. Saralata is simplicity. And the simplicity of Lord Vishnu or Lord Ramachandra or the place of shelter is they don't discriminate who's a fit candidate, who's not a fit candidate. They're not, no friends and no enemies. There's no material conception of life because there's no material body. Just give shelter. And then the other is there's the strength to give shelter. So this akshara, this term here, akshara, infallible. Lord Vishnu is the object of shelter. He's infallible. The subtext is, the demons, they've taken our kingdom, help. But the place of shelter has the power to provide that help. Now that's certainly the case of the personality of Godhead. He's all powerful. What about anybody else? One who has taken full shelter of the personality of Godhead. One who has taken shelter of the personality of Godhead has the power of the personality of Godhead. They don't have their own power, they have his power. Question. Who is a deliverer of the conditioned soul? Answer, Krishna. Question: does Krishna act through others to do that delivering? Answer: yes. Question: well, then isn't the representative of Krishna the one that does the delivering? Is it Krishna or the representative of Krishna? Answer: it's Krishna. He does so through the agency of his representative. Krishna speaks through his devotee. Krishna delivers through his devotee. Others may take credit. Krishna likes to give credit to his devotee. But Krishna is the deliverer, and Krishna likes to see that credit goes to his devotee. That's the mystery, Prabhupada calls it, the mystery of disciplic succession. It's a mystery. Sure, it looks like, you know, the cause and effect. But there's the remote cause that is empowering the present cause. It's a mystery. Chaitanya Charitamrita discusses it exhaustively, like Advaita Acharya. He's one of the Lord, as mentioned in this purport, he's one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, through whom Lord Chaitanya delivered. Lord Chaitanya is the deliverer. Now ask Lord Nityananda, who's the deliverer of Jagai and Madhai. He's really clear, it's Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya says, no, it's you. Because you were kind to them, they're delivered. And Lord Nityananda says, no, I was just the instrument. I went and got my head banged with a clay pot, and you came and delivered them. You did it. So even they don't agree. But our philosophy is Krishna is the deliverer. And he does so many things through the agency of others, and therefore this language directly and indirectly. So if we're clear what's the source of everything, there's only one thing left to do: take shelter. Whatever your condition of heart is. Sarvakama, having all desire. Akama, having no desire. I attended a Rath Yatra one year in Detroit. They moved the venue, but it used to be by the Detroit River. Jitendra, have you ever been to the Detroit Rath Yatra? 4 years ago. Yeah, they moved into Novi. Well, when it was in Detroit, by the Detroit River, they had speedboat races. It was 10 times as loud as this. So whatever the kirtan was happening at the stage, what to speak of somebody speaking, 10 times louder than this. And we couldn't close the windows either, because it was outdoors. I can't hear you, it's too loud. No, they moved because most of the congregation lives in the suburbs. That's so they had it out there. And the mayor of Novi was really, you know, rah-rah, like, this is Rath Yatra Day in Novi, you know, and he wanted to get elected again, so he stepped forward and, yeah. Okay, so I think we're going to not even have a question and answer session, because that's too loud. You want to ask something, Subal? We could save it for tomorrow. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki